With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Sub-freezing temperatures across much of the nation have millions of people at risk of potentially very dangerous cold as storms continue to dump a lot of snow in areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
We're still looking at dangerously cold wind chills expected across much of the northern Rockies, through the northern plains, down into the Midwest, where wind chills could be as cold as minus 40 to as minus 50 degrees.
And very heavy snow in much of the Great Lakes region.
We're looking at the potential there of additional maybe 12 to as much as 24 inches of snow, especially across portions of western and northern New York, downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump stumping in Iowa just ahead of the Monday caucus, and he's paid tribute to the toughness of the folks in Iowa.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Zero. This is tremendous. Well, as they say, you're very hardy people.
And Mr. Trump says he is the best candidate to run the country and uphold conservative values.
You know, we're really the party of common sense. People say, are you conservative? Yes, I'm conservative. We did a lot of conservative things, but we're really not a liberal, conservative. We're the party of common sense. We want to have borders. We want to have elections. We want to have low taxes, a strong military.
In Iowa, a principal who put himself in harm's way to protect students during a school shooting last week has died. Authorities confirmed the death Sunday morning of Perry High School principal Dan Marburger. He was critically wounded in the shooting on the 4th of January. This is SRN News. Now, the Biden administration deciding not to pull down another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian, democracy advocate, and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge dismissing a University of Notre Dame professor's defamation suit against a student-run publication. Tamara Kay took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by the Catholic school. St. Joseph County Superior Court judge ruling Kay's assertions that the coverage was false was unfounded. This is SRN News. The old adage says the show must go on, and in this case, in Kansas City last night, it was just plain brutal. National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Tamayer in Kansas City says the Chiefs and Miami Dolphins played the fourth coldest game in NFL history.
Kickoff temperature was right around between 2 to 5 degrees below zero. And by the time the game ended, we were looking at temperatures of 8 to 10 below. And with those strong west to northwest winds gusting up to 25 to 30 miles an hour, we were seeing wind chill values of 20 to 30 below throughout the game.
And as reported earlier, some heavy snow also in the forecast for several southern states in Dallas today. Frigid conditions, and it's just getting colder. More details at SRNnews.com.